And welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today on the program, we take you to Hong Kong, where pro-democracy protesters are planning more demonstrations. Then, we report on what has and hasn't changed in the North Korean diet in the past 50 years. In 1961, North and South Koreans had similar diets. As you can imagine, that is not the case today. China's warning to activists to stop demanding democracy, and the North Korean diet in 1961 compared to today. Not much has changed for the long-suffering people of North Korea. Those are our stories today. We're on the radio, on the web, and we come to you on a podcast. We are wherever you are. We're the voice of America, and this is our daily program, As It Is. China's top official in Hong Kong has warned activists against continuing their democracy campaign. Zhang Xiaoming spoke to a gathering of 4,000 people in Hong Kong. The crowd included Hong Kong's chief executive Leung Chun-ying and leading Chinese business officials. Katie Weaver has more.
Mr. Zhang said China's central government will not permit any rejection of its rule over the city. He said activists could not campaign for independence or criticize the central government, in his words, through illegal ways. Pro-democracy demonstrators camped in central parts of the city for 2 months last year. They demanded the right to a direct election to fill the office of chief executive. Chinese officials have proposed that Hong Kong holds a direct vote, but they say an election committee will choose the candidates. The vote for chief executive is planned for 2017. Activists have said they will continue a campaign of civil disobedience. 18-year-old Joshua Wong is a leader of the Student Demonstrations for Democracy. He says there are still many people demanding the right to directly vote for Hong Kong's next leader.
I think it's important for us to show our persistence before the council member vote in the council. We'll try our best to fight for true universal suffrage.
Activists say they plan a series of peaceful demonstrations to continue until lawmakers vote on Hong Kong's electoral plans. The date for that vote is not set. William Lam is a China expert at the University of Hong Kong. He does not think more democratic reform is in Hong Kong's near future.
At this stage, it doesn't seem possible that Beijing would allow Hong Kong to develop a high degree of democracy.
He says he believes the central government would restart loyalistic education programs for Hong Kong's young people. He says the government probably will propose new legislation that targets protesters. I'm Katie Weaver.
You are listening to As It Is on the Voice of America. A study of United Nations data shows the diet of North Koreans has changed little over the past 50 years. The American-based magazine National Geographic examined the information and reported the findings. The magazine studied changes in diet from 1961 to 2011 in 22 countries, including North Korea and the United States. It looked at the average number of calories consumed in each country. Calories are a measure of energy in food. They can be found in the food we eat and the liquids we drink. The study found that an adult in North Korea consumed about 2,103 calories a day in 2011. That represents an increase from 1,878 calories in 1961. But it is much lower than the 2,500 calories a day suggested by the UN Food and Agriculture Organization. The data also suggests the average North Korean has an unbalanced diet. National Geographic magazine says the diet of North Koreans is more dependent on grain than any of the 22 countries studied. In 1961, North Koreans got more than 70% of their caloric intake from single grains like rice, wheat, and maize. 50 years later, the percentage was 61%. North Koreans also eat very little meat. The amount of meat consumed dropped sharply during the country's famine in the 1990s. But after the food shortages ended, the amount of meat consumed remains low. An average North Korean consumed 141 grams of meat a day in 1989. By 2011, after years of famines and food shortages, that number had dropped to 67 grams. In 1961, North Koreans had a similar diet to people in South Korea. But in the past 50 years, the South Korean diet has improved. The daily caloric intake has increased from 2,140 to 3,329 per person. The percentage of grains in the South Korean diet has dropped from 82% to 43%. In 1961, meat represented just 2% of the South Korean diet. By 2011, it was 12%. National Geographic reported that Americans ate the most among the 22 countries studied. It says Americans consumed an average of 3,641 calories a day in 2011. The world average was 2,870 calories.